From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital on Sunday, and in one district, police used tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths. It happened on the seventh anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues, protesters have been demonstrating, at times violently, in Tunis and across the North African country this past week. Witnesses told Reuters they saw youths around 20 years old throwing stones at police cars and setting fire to tires before security forces drove them back with tear gas. More than 12 million boxes of French baby milk products are being recalled from 83 countries for suspected salmonella contamination. The recall includes Lactalis's Picot, Millumel, and Taranis brands. The head of the French dairy, Lactalis, on Sunday confirmed that its products are being recalled from countries across Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Asia after salmonella was discovered at one of the company's plants last month. The United States, Britain, and Australia are not affected. The head of the company told the weekly newspaper that his family company, one of the world's biggest dairies, would pay damages to every family which has suffered. A newspaper said 35 babies had been diagnosed with salmonella in France, one in Spain, and one possibly in Greece. Salmonella can cause severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, vomiting, and severe dehydration, and can be life-threatening. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson joins foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada this week to assess further diplomatic options to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. VOA's Nikkei Ching reports.
The latest diplomatic push comes after South and North Korea agreed in recent days to resolve problems through dialogue following escalated tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear proliferation. On the agenda in Vancouver, assessing further options for the international pressure campaign on North Korea. The United States said North Korea has suffered under global sanctions. Officials say Washington is not advocating for regime change in North Korea, but the U.S. is talking to China about the safe disposition of the country's nuclear weapons to prepare for any scenario. While China and Russia were not invited to the Vancouver meeting, U.S. officials said they will receive a readout of Tuesday's talks. Nikkei Ching, VOA News.
The World Health Organization reports a nationwide diphtheria vaccination campaign in war-torn Yemen remains stalled. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Diphtheria is a highly infectious but vaccine-preventable disease. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA the program should get underway urgently, but negotiations for its start are still ongoing.
All parties of the conflict need to agree on the ground. Access has to be clear. The available vaccine have to be agreed upon in which areas would be priority areas, which groups might be priority areas. So all this has to be agreed upon to reach the discussions to reach an agreement are ongoing.
The war in Yemen has disrupted routine vaccinations against killer diseases, putting children at great risk. Lindemeyer warns any delay in routine or special vaccination campaigns has major consequences for the future. He says children who are not vaccinated at a young age either will fall sick immediately or in years to come, resulting in many preventable deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan government negotiators and Taliban officials have reportedly opened unofficial talks in Turkey to discuss ways to initiate a formal peace dialogue. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.